Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, I don't want to use this dude that we've paid to do the ads.
What do you mean, Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle, get out of the room.
Kyle's great.
Where do you want me to go?
Just change your voice, Kyle.
All right. Hey, this episode is brought to you by, as Kyle said, Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus. What's Hulu Plus, man?
Great question. You probably tried Hulu.com, but with Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. It lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and a selection of acclaimed movies on your television or on the go with your smartphone or tablet.
Tell me more about it.
Well, simply put, you can stream HD TV and movies on your phone, your computer, or your TV.
What? My phone, my computer, or my TV?
That's right.
Any other news?
Yeah, you can watch all your favorite current TV shows. You can watch SNL. You can watch Community. You can watch Family Guy.
Oh, those are my current favorite shows.
That's right. They also have Hulu Originals, so stuff that you can only watch on Hulu, like The Awesomes, starring SNL's Seth Meyers, and Moon Boy, starring O'Dowd from The Bridesmaids.
I'm absolutely getting this.
Sorry. I shouldn't have called it The Bridesmaids, but you shouldn't talk like that, so I guess we're even.
How dare you?
And how much does this all cost? Great question. Well, you just have to ask me.
How much does it fucking cost, you asshole?
Why are you mad? For only $7.99 a month. $8 a month? That's like cheaper than a sandwich.
That's not true.
You can stream as many TV
sandwiches
shows
that I buy are like $12, but go on.
That's what it is, cheaper than a sandwich.
Oh, wait, shit.
You can, for $8 a month, you can stream as many TV shows and movies as you want.
I don't know what less than means.
Of course you don't. You're a dumb lady.
I'm a dumbass lady right now.
And right now, if you're still unsure after all that, you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/Amir. That's right. /Amir.
And nothing happens if you do /Jake.
That's right.
Jack shit.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Fair. It does, because you're bringing absolutely nothing to the table right now.
Yeah. Because I don't do the ads. Is that what it is?
It's a special offer for our listeners. So go to HuluPlus.com/Amir. You get the extended free trial, and they'll know that we sent you. The more people that we bring to Hulu, the more sponsorships we get in the future. You don't understand. It helps us when you watch these shows for only $8 a month. Mm-hmm. What a life we lead. What a privileged life we have right now. You watch TV shows and movies for $8 a month. You go to our URL. We have happy sponsors. We make money. We make more content. We do crazier stuff. Maybe we can build a studio one day.
Yeah. Positivity, positivity, positivity. Always positivity.
It's a triple win situation.
Boom, bada bing, bada boom, bada boom, bang.
So that's it. Check out HuluPlus.com/Amir. And more than anything, enjoy this episode. Geez, I don't know how to describe it. Things.
Did they? Yeah, they did.
They got real.
They got real, actually.
They got absolutely
more than
real.
A little bit.
They got real of themselves.
I think so, please.
Without further ado, enjoy the show.
You got a problem and you need advice that's hashtag dope. Well, I might know these Jews that have their own podcast show. If I were you, show@gmail.com. They got a wicked sense of humor, can't believe what they say. They'll ramble on for 20 minutes, then they'll be
Yes. Yes.
That one gets a good.
That one gets a real good. It's a cover, a parody of a Rob Thomas song. And I think that one's better than Rob Thomas.
not better than his song. You think the song is better than Rob Thomas?
This is just better than Rob Thomas. You, sir, are better than Mr. Rob Thomas himself.
I know it's hard to compare songs to people. Yeah. That being said,
Rob Thomas
song...
is a good man. That said, this is better than him as a man.
I'd rather hang out and meet this song. Mm-hmm. Then Rob Thomas.
And I'm not saying Matchbox 20. I'm saying Rob Thomas. I'm putting Mr. Thomas himself on blast.
I really am.
I'm actually going to put Rob Thomas himself on blast right now, right here, on a Monday.
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Thursday blast. Well, we're recording it on a Monday. Thursday blast. Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Thomas. This is Thursday blast.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's a holiday. We could have taken this off if we didn't if we didn't have an ad.
Yeah. So, what would Mr. Hulu J Plus think? If we just didn't do it because of Thanksgiving.
He wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, he'd be too easy eating turkey. Too busy eating turkey.
All right, who wrote this song? Who sang it? Who sent it to us? Rob Thomas himself did not.
Right? John Galantis.
John Galantis.
Great name, great guy, great song, great holiday, Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful it's Thanksgiving. Really? What are you thankful for? I'm thankful to have the day off, and I'm thankful to eat turkey with my friends and family and people I love.
Actually, by the time you read this, I will have killed myself.
Read this? Who's reading the podcast?
Isn't there a transcript?
Never mind why you're killing yourself.
Yeah, and aren't you worried about the fact
that... Why do you think we can read it?
Sir, you're just talking to my dangling feet. Sir, you made a mistake.
No, you're graphic of yourself.
I'm not actually going to kill myself. Don't worry.
Damn it.
But yeah, I totally forgot that this is going to be on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, not me.
I hope...
I'm thoughtful.
I hope more than anything else people still listen to the show.
I hope they do too.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'd be sad if they didn't.
I'd be depressed.
I would be so sad and lonely if we started to fail and lose our listenership.
It would ruin my holiday. I'd be surrounded by my friends, family, and loved ones, and I would just be checking the SoundCloud stats.
I hope it's broken.
Yeah. If we don't hit 10,000 by noon Eastern, I feel like there's a significant
drop-off. You've never uttered more truth. I swear to God, this is the most honest you've ever been.
It's true. Hey, welcome to If I Ever You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake. And actually, I must admit that I do host another advice podcast. So your little intro, bud, it's done.
Well, it's the only one hosted by us, me and you.
Shit.
So you can host an advice podcast.
Wow, you really foolproofed that one.
I made it so specific that it can't be untrue.
Damn.
New podcast, new recording location. Now the old bedroom of my older brother downstairs in my parents' house.
We're down in Yair's room.
And
thanks, Yair. We appreciate it.
My parents are asleep. I'm having flashbacks of when I was 13 making videos with my friends while my parents were asleep. I can just imagine any minute now my dad yelling for me to stop, for me to turn it down. The only difference is now I'm a 30-year-old adult getting yelled at by my daddy.
So I think I can finally take him. Just kidding. Daron is more than in shape.
He is cut, built, and stronger than I.
This is also, your older brother's room is the room that I'm sleeping in with we're lying on my pull-out couch right now.
I
live in the lap of luxury. I'm homeless and scared. I don't know where I am going to lay my head next.
Our parents had children at our age, and we are sleeping over at my parents' house, getting fed by them, recording a radio show.
Yeah, I'm nervous that your dad's going to yell at me.
At this rate, I believe my children will be 40 years old playing with blocks in my my house, yep. And their children will be 65-year-old getting fed with bibs by their parents. And then in four generations, 80-year-olds will be completely codependent baby men that are unable to procreate. And eventually, within four generations, our civilization will, as we know it, be over.
I wanted to be a part of that, okay, that bit, but you made it about math. And how is that fair for me?
How is that fair for Opa?
Opa was trying to live a math-style life just then.
I was just adding 20 years for every regression, basically.
Yeah, but like 20 years per generation, there's like fourth generation.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just...
Let's get to stuff that we can all understand, which is what the show's about. Basically, people, you know, life is hard. Simply put, life is difficult.
Yeah.
You're often faced with choices, decisions that are, you know, hard to make. You can go one of many, many ways, and sometimes you don't know which way to go.
It's tricky. It's hard. It's
so
tough.
You ask loved ones, or you can email a podcast. Two hosts will go through the emails and choose four questions and answer them
right here.
Into a microphone, recorded, uploaded for other people to download and listen to. That's just sometimes how life goes.
As long as your dad doesn't wake up and yell at us to be quiet, in which case we'll have to cancel the whole entire podcast.
This is the only podcast on the internet that hopes it doesn't wake my daddy up with its recording.
That on.
That email address, if you want to email us your problems, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
We're also accepting theme song submissions. That first one was by John Galantis, but the next one could be from you. That's right, you, Todd Murray.
Todd Murray.
I really hope there's a Todd Murray listening.
Who just crumpled a ball of paper up and is like, forget it, I'll never write a theme song.
That wasn't specific enough because they didn't mention my middle name. They're not talking about me.
Stop being so down on yourself, Thomas James Murray. My middle name's Robert. They weren't talking about me. I knew it.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mama, Papa.
Mama, Papa.
Oh, you know what? It's also the first night of Hanukkah.
It's Thanksgiving.
No. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach to the Jewish listeners who are celebrating.
Oh, Shalom Aleichem. That was the word I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah. What's that mean? Peace to you.
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem. And Chag Sameach to our more proud, smart, happy, chosen listeners. I feel like they really deserve more than the non-Jewish listeners do. And I apologize going forward that you
Jerk
guys are going to be getting the
Jerk
same rap. What?
No, now I have to be anti-Semitic to even it out.
Anyway, whatever you're celebrating today, I hope you're eating delicious food.
Even if you're celebrating yourself, Thomas Murray.
I said Todd.
Of course.
All right, let's get started. This is getting silly. We're going to be reading these real emails, giving them fake names to preserve their
anonymity. Yay.
So we'll call this first one from Ariel.
Ariel.
Ariel writes, I recently discovered a new band and decided to buy tickets to their concert. I asked my friends to come too, and they happily agreed. However, I mistakenly also told my aunt about the band, and now she wants to come to the concert too. I'm not embarrassed by her. I just think that she will feel out of place. How should I nicely avoid this from happening? Thanks for your advice. Love, Ariel.
That is something you'd want to avoid.
Yeah.
Just your aunt going to a concert. Hey, it's a new band I'm into. All my friends and my aunt. Oh, guys. All right, the lead singer is super cute. Dibs. Oh, there's my aunt. She's 48 and she showed up drunk. All right.
Why is your aunt here?
Why is this happening?
Where is your aunt?
Oh, my God. Your aunt's getting on somebody's shoulders. She's exposing her tits
to the
guitarist.
Your uncle's here too. He's rolling more than face.
Uncle showed up.
He's sucking on a pacifier.
He bought a gram of Molly from that guy in the corner. He's been candy dipping.
Oh, wait, that guy's your great uncle.
I swear to God, your parents are here. They're 69ing in the mosh pit. This isn't even appropriate behavior for somebody that's 21 like us.
And let alone not related to you. It is such a funny, specific relative, an aunt. My mom's sister wants to come.
Yeah, your mom's sister wanted in on the concert. It is also weird because you can't exactly refuse her. If she buys a ticket to the concert, she will come.
Yeah,
because
it's not like your mom. Your mom, you could be like, Mom, I don't want you to go. But if it's your aunt, it's like you don't have the same. It really is just like a half.
Say something to your aunt or say something to your mom.
An aunt is like a half mom. It's like you feel somewhat comfortable around her, but not like 100% enough to yell at her.
Like, if my Aunt Susie was like, I want to come to a concert with you, I'd be like, I'd be pumped, actually. Susie's cool. It doesn't work for me.
Because you love your mom and you love your aunt.
Yeah, my mom's super cool. My aunt's super cool. I'd love if they went to a concert with me. I love you, Mom. I love you, Aunt Susie.
Is there an aunt that you're not as fond of? Which aunt are you not fond of?
I love all my aunts.
I love all my aunts.
I love all my aunts. Aunt Amy, Aunt Lisa, Aunt Susie. Y'all are the best. Yay.
They gave me a Hanukkah gift.
They give me gifts and presents. Aunt Nancy, Aunt Lisa, Aunt Susie.
Aunt Branser, Aunt Prancer, Aunt Vixen.
Y'all are the best. Aunt Pat, you're the best. I love you. You give me presents and I want to bring you to concerts.
How dare you be your age?
I'm 28 and I love my mom, and I love her because she gives me presents and gives me things and cooks for me and deals with my problems.
I know this is very off base, but I really laughed the other day when you explained to me how your mom used to threaten you.
Oh yeah.
Which was when you were a child,
she would say if I was being really bad, she would say, we're going to send you away to summer camp. And everybody else, every other kid in my school, and was like, yeah, we love going away to summer camp. It's great. And my mom would say, we're going to summer camp. And I'd just be like, no, I love you. Please don't do this. Why are you tearing us apart, Mom? I love you so much. You can't just send me away so flippantly.
It's funny that you were like a rambunctious teen that just unequivocally loved his mom. Like, don't
trouble.
I don't want to be apart from you, Mommy.
All right, Jake, you stole vodka from me and Dad's liquor cabinet. You're grounded. Like, Mom, I love you. I'm so sorry. You're the fucking best. I can't believe I let you down. Ah. I stole the liquor from Dad, not you. You have to understand.
You were collateral damage, and I don't know what happened.
You were collateral damage,
Mom. Don't take me away from you.
Don't send me away.
So, how does this girl disinvite her aunt?
Yeah. I wonder if you can say something to your mom or your dad. I don't know whose sister it is, but just be like, hey, my aunt is coming, or our aunt, your sister, wants to come to this concert, and I think it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
And they can deal with it delicately.
Yeah, but maybe it'll be like, how sad would it be if it worked, where it's like, oh, I talked to your mom, and she made it clear that you didn't want me to come. Oh,
you know, this actually happened to me, straight up, with my uncle. One of my uncles, like, loves, live music, and he's like, always loves hanging out. And when I was younger, I was like, oh man, I don't, like, this is gonna be so weird, like, if Uncle John's at the concert, like, what do I do? But he's just like a dude who likes music, and who cares?
Yeah, I think
it's fine. It's not like he's not like your aunt isn't necessarily coming to, like, get drunk with your friends and insert herself into your friend group. Maybe she just heard the band and thought they were great, and she grew up listening to live music and she wants to go see a concert.
Yeah, concerts are kind of not intimate, so I wouldn't really care. It's not like it's a party or someplace where they would have to, like, talk or hang out with each other. It's just like, once you get there, it's a free-for-all. Your aunt can do whatever the hell she wants.
Remember that concert we were at a few weeks ago? We got there, I didn't see you for 2 straight hours.
What?
Big Frida.
Oh, yeah. I actually passed out in the bathroom.
Yeah. We saw you on stage completely. Yeah. Everyone thought you were dead. They took off your pants and everyone just, like, shined laser pointers at your dick and laughed.
It was amazing. Yeah. I'd never seen that many people work in unison to embarrass a lifeless dummy before.
But I guess you had individually wronged every single person at Brooklyn Bowl that night.
They carried you around like King Koopa at the end of Mario 2, shoulder to shoulder, until you eventually were kicked out of the club. Everyone applauded louder than I've ever heard anybody be applauded before.
I guess
before.
That's when you came to, because you walked back in and everyone tried to kill you to finish the deed.
They booed so loudly the walls started rumbling. Frida himself had to beg and plead. Everyone
Frida
just,
herself.
Oh, whatever.
How dare you? She's a transvestite. She identifies as a woman.
I don't care what she identifies as. I care what I identify her as.
So a girl.
Yeah. So it works out in this case.
Thankfully.
So I would say, if I were you, I wouldn't think it would be worth it. The pros of disinviting her do not outweigh the cons of feeling guilty.
Right.
So take her to the concert. It'll be a little weird, but it's going to be so crowded
there. You don't
even
have to take her to the concert. Be like, yeah, I'm going with my friends. I'm glad that you have a ticket. I'm glad that you like the music. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
I don't think she's not. I mean, it doesn't sound like her aunt's like, all right, we're carpooling. All right, girls. I talked to my guy Raul, and he got us some blow, but we can't really like cut lines in my kitchen, so we have to go to the concert and just take individual bumps in the bathroom. Okay.
Jesus. You're gonna be the best aunt ever,
or the worst.
Cause I'm aunted, dead or alive.
No.
You know you can't keep that in the episode, right?
You're going to edit that out, huh?
I aunt to edit it out.
Oh, God. Next.
Please, next question. For the love of Gaunt.
All right, that one got me.
All right. Question.
For the love of Gaunt.
You actually are looking a little gaunt nowadays.
Me? Actually, yeah. No. I'm gained. If anything, I've gained weight.
Yeah. I'd like to weigh you on my parents' scale upstairs.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Absolutely, actually.
I just mucused everywhere.
We are dead. We're done.
We are at our wits' end.
How'd I go from hating it to loving it?
It was like when we were making Menemone jokes at Menemone, Minnesota. There's a town called...
Menomonee.
Oh, yeah. No, Menomonee.
Menomonee?
It was me, you, and Streeter in a gas station Menomonee. In a town, small town in Minnesota called Menomonee. And so me and Streeter were checking out, like buying stuff from the gas station. And there was like this, you know, 20-year-old lady who works there. And I'm like, what is this town called? And she said, Menomonee. And I said, is it true that Mitt Romney is from Menomonee? And then... Streeter was like, you know, yeah, presidential nominee Mitt Romney is from Menomonee. And then I was like, whatever, like, I heard he makes hominy. Yeah, Mitt Romney, the nominee, makes Menomonee hominies, whatever. And she was stone-faced, not laughing.
And I was like, and I apologize for you guys.
Yeah,
like,
and then you're like, sorry about them. They're like being very immature. And then like 2 seconds later, what did you say?
I was like, all right, thank you. Oh, by the way, do you have any salami?
Do you have any salami?
I really was just like, I was so fed up that I was like, all right, if I, well, now I have one. I have to say it. Yes.
It's too late.
Yep.
I'm immature. I'm still not at that age where I can't not say the funniest thing, regardless of how mean it is.
It's true.
That's why, like, when I was in college and stuff, a lot of people just thought I was mean, which I probably was, but, like, I didn't mean the things that I meant.
Right,
I just always said the funniest thing that I thought of, and sometimes right. They'd be mean, and sometimes they'd be nice, and they wouldn't actually
I think it's always just anything. Like, wouldn't it be funny if someone said this right now? Like, right. In my mind, I'm always imagining somebody else, like, oh, man, it would crack me up if someone yelled this right now. Yeah. Like, me and you whisper that shit to each other all the time. Right. Like, someone says this.
And it's like,
sometimes
mean,
we just
nice.
Actually, we say it ourselves.
Right. To make nobody laugh. It's just like this impulse that I can't suppress.
Literally just for us.
Yeah.
Selfish.
We're selfish smalls.
We're gaunt.
All right. Moving on. Number two.
Yay! More aunt stuff. Do it.
Number two. Another girl. We'll call this lady Ursula.
Ooh.
Ursula writes, real email, sent to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Hey, guys. So I started talking to this guy I met on an online dating site. We would text all day, every day, and it seemed like there was a real potential there. Then he got busy with work, and our texting pretty much stopped completely. I tried for 2 months to make plans to meet him, but he would have an excuse every time, even though he would always tell me how much he wanted to hang out with me. Finally, I got frustrated and told him I was deleting his number as to not keep making an ass out of myself. And a few weeks later, I'm back on the online dating scene, and he swiped me right on Tinder and chose me on Quick Match on OkCupid. What's this guy's deal? What's this guy's deal?
What's this guy's deal? Ursula, tell you what, you're batshit crazy.
Really?
I'm serious, actually.
How's that? How did you infer that from this seemingly non-toxic email?
Let me tell you what, dude. I am a Sherlock Holmes of this type of shit.
You have a seventh sense, which is smelling out batshitness. You can also see dead people.
Right. And they are all batshit. They're like, oh, well, I'm dead. I'm a ghost. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You're so fucking ugly. So what this lady said that gave herself away was, numero one, after 2 months of trying to hang out with him and failing, that's a little crazy. If you brush someone off and they keep on trying for two straight months, that's just like... That's nuts.
Two times is the most, right?
Yeah. I mean,
like, once is like, oh, that's a bad sign. And I will maybe fire that second
if I really, really, really like that person.
And then
but
that's
like, most
over.
Most of the time, no.
And then when that's over, it's like, I will never see this person again.
Yeah, never fucking ask more than twice. Jesus Christ. Also, she's like, so, you know what? So finally, I was fed up and I told him I was going to delete his number. That's not being fed up. That's your one crazy last ditch effort.
Yeah.
Like, all right. If you're not going to hang out with me, I'm going to delete your number.
Wait, no. I want to hang out with you. You just bribed me into it.
Okay, yeah, here we go. What date and time? Actually, I can't make it. Oh, fine. All right, I'm going to delete your number. No, don't. All right, what date and time do you want to hang out? Also, I think on OkCupid Quick Match, but I know for a fact on Tinder, you would not be able to know if he swiped you right unless you did the exact same thing.
Right.
So that means after all of this, she still chose him on Tinder. She still chose him on OkCupid. So you're the crazy one. I guess he's a fucking idiot too, but there's no advice for either of you.
This guy's deal is that he's not interested.
Right, he's not interested.
And it's that easy.
It's that easy.
If someone really wanted to hang out with you, they would go out of their way to hang out with you. If you're offering and he's still rejecting, it's not going to happen.
Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Drop, shut him down, open up shop.
Aunt.
Oh, aunt. That's a Rough Riders raunt. I am sorry I was hard on you. I'm sure you're a perfectly lovely lady. I just think that you came on too strong in this scenario.
Yep.
I would advise in the future for you not to belabor a hangout session. I would advise for you not to hound someone for 2 months, and then I would advise you not to let them know you were deleting their number if you were fed up. And then after that, I would advise you not to choose them yet again on the very online dating sites that brought you to this awful cycle to begin with.
I think our friend Dan once had a good bit of relationship advice, is that when it's good, it's easy. So, like, when you're like, oh, what does this mean? This is cryptic. It's not wanting to hang out. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. And when it's going good and things are going good, then both people want to hang out. And it's very easy.
Or at the very least, fun. Like, I understand if it's, like, if it's a challenge and it's a game. It's like, oh, sometimes she doesn't want to hang out, sometimes she does. And it's like, that's kind of fun, like a cat and mouse game. But right now, this game is like you are clawing at a mouse hole where the mouse is not peeking out.
You're playing tennis against a wall, not against another person.
And the wall that you're playing against is like riddled with spikes. So every time, like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
The ball doesn't even bounce back. It's not fun.
Make it fun. Find someone that it's fun with.
Yeah. Bye.
Find a tennis partner.
Bye. Bye.
Next question.
Bye.
Stop that.
Okay.
Bont. All right, let's go to a question from a dude this time.
Finally, it's about time. Boys only, rest of the podcast. No more girls. No more girls.
That's a good chant because this feels like a sleepover right now. Jake and I are both wearing face masks with cucumber over our eyes, talking into these vibrators.
Oh my God, we have to share a vibrator. This is how we imagine every girl sleepover is.
It all ends in two girls penetrating the same dildo. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
From that very pornographic thought to this question. Hey guys, my name's Prince Eric. So my girlfriend, let's call her Hunbun, is one fine piece of ass. My problem, she rushes away right when we're done hanging out. We're both 14, and we've been dating for over a month now, and we haven't kissed, but we hang out almost every day after school and almost every day on the weekends. We get along really well, but there's almost no physical contact, although I try quite a bit, and she doesn't seem to mind when I put her arm around her, but when she leaves, she says bye and rushes out without a hug or anything. Do you think she doesn't like me? What should I do? Oh. Thanks, Prince Eric.
Oh, Eric.
This is our youngest relationship question yet.
I don't, yeah. First of all, I feel very uncomfortable with the fact that he called her a fine piece of ass.
That's, I think, in some way your fault. I don't know how.
I think I'm a pedophile now.
Just for listening to that.
Just for reading, just for receiving that email, we have to register as sex offenders.
That sucks.
I know. We have to go tell everybody in the neighborhood what happened.
God, that sucks.
That sucks. Hey, I'm moving in next door and I'm actually legally obligated to tell you. I mean, this is insane. I have a podcast. I have a podcast. That's where it starts. I mean, you want the long version or the short? The short is that I'm a registered sex offender. So yeah, I'm a predator, I guess. And if you have children, leave them in the yard. Don't let them out. I mean, this is insane. It was a 14-year-old. They wrote in. All I did was read back what he said.
What Your Honor. Said,
Your Honor.
Is this really legal?
I don't think she's a hot piece of ass.
Obviously not.
I don't think of her like that.
Trust me, I looked at her. She was a goddamn nickel. I
mean, the 14-year-old kid who sent the email in is a smoke show, but I can't attest to the fact that he's with a smoke show. This is insane. All right, yeah, that's it. Lock me up and throw away. Okay, there are the cuffs. This is nuts.
Holy shit.
This is so weird. I remember like eighth grade having a, did you have a girlfriend when you were in eighth grade?
You know the answer to this.
I know. But like that, it was like a big thing. Like we never, it was just like at the end of the day, we had to kiss each other on the cheek goodbye. It was the hallway before we all got on the bus, go up to her, say, all right, I'm going to go, bye. And then we kiss each other on the cheek and hug. And that was it. That was having a girlfriend when I was 14. Right.
Well, I remember in my earliest, I never had a girlfriend ever, but my earliest, my friends or like girlfriend situations, I think it was in fifth grade where like this trend started where guys would ask girls out. And I didn't even know what that meant. It was just like, yeah, did you hear? Adam's now going out with Mindy. And it's like, what does that mean?
It doesn't
he
mean
asked her out and she said yes. So now they're dating. And then at the end of recess, they hug. And like, and like the teacher had to like call over like the cool kids like, hey, Adam, Jordan, Mike, come over here. So just so you know, like we know that you're going out with girls. We just want to make sure you're doing it responsibly. And I was just like, what the hell is this going out
so
thing?
So crazy.
Like, how do you, what do you hug girls at the end of recess? Like, that's what going out means?
It's like dipping your toes in. You like figure it out. You're like, as you get old, like he's dealing with, you know, I'm just trying to hug my girlfriend at the end of the day. And then we're just like, oh, how do we?
Now we're boyfriend and girlfriend. And my mom, do you even have a date where like your mom drove you to the movies with these girls?
My very first girlfriend was sixth grade. And I think we would get pizza together and I would hold her hand and I would kiss her on the cheek when she left.
Oh God, with your greasy ass lips.
I mean, I don't remember that, but yeah. I mean, like, I feel like when I was that young, I didn't even have like sexual urges. It was all like social, like, oh, I want to go out with this girl because she's popular and these are like my popular friends going out with these popular girls. And it was just like, we want to like all,
right.
We want to create this little family.
But it's funny that like even by age 12, you basically know who the cool dudes are.
And yeah, who you're attracted to.
Yeah. Like the fact that I didn't do that at age 12 still sort of manifests itself into how I act at age 30.
Right.
And the fact that you did have a girlfriend at age 12 shows off how you act today still. You're still trying to get the most popular girl and hang out with her.
Yeah.
It just means different
except
things.
I would never take her to pizza now.
God, can you imagine seeing her eat?
Eating in front of someone? Jeez. Fuck, that's disgusting. I just wanted, let's try to earnestly give this kid advice. Just like make myself, I mean.
So let's see what was the actual question.
He wants to know how he can make it so she's a little more like physical with him. He just wants to hug her before.
Well, do you think she doesn't like me is the question?
No, I think of course she likes you. That's why she's hanging out with you so much.
Okay, so she still likes you.
Right, so what you need in your brain all the time is this constant reassurance. And I use this too of like, she is spending her time with you. Time is valuable. Even as a 14-year-old, she is hanging out with you every day. She's going over to your house on the weekends. That means she's thinking about you in a positive way. She wants to be around you. Do you have anything to add?
I thought you were still talking.
Oh no, I mean I want to double team this.
Oh. She wants to be around you.
So you clearly disagree with me.
I don't know, man. I don't know what she wants.
This poor kid, dude. He's our fan. He's 14 years old. You're checking Twitter right now.
That's not true.
He needs help. He wants help. How does he get his girlfriend to hug him?
When she leaves, she says bye and rushes out without a hug or anything.
I think you just got to be confident and say, hey, where you going? Come back here and give me a hug.
That's such a weird advice to give.
I'm serious. You just got to be like, hey, wait, come here. I forgot something. And then she comes back and she says, what? And then you give her a hug. And then maybe she'll think that was a cute little move. And then you guys will start hugging.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of physical contact should you get at age 14?
Hugs.
Not kisses?
I mean, I'm feel a little weird saying, like, lean in for the kiss. I think do whatever she's comfortable with and you're comfortable with and both of you feel safe and responsible doing. Talk to your parents.
Obviously, I will say,
if you want to hug her before she leaves, I say just broach the subject by saying, come here and give me a hug or something.
Right. Should he go for the hug?
Yeah. I mean, you could go for the hug.
For the hug.
The first one's going to be weird. It always is, but then after that, it will become the norm.
Yeah, and then later on, going for other stuff will become very pressure-packed and nerve-wracking, and that'll never, ever, ever go away.
Yeah, but then it's gonna turn fun. It's always fun.
Not at age 14. Or have you thought about just playing video games with your friends until you're 18?
Don't do that. You'll end up like Bloom, buddy.
You'll end up like me, the worst person you can end up as. Or you know what you should do? You should find a sluttier chick.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I don't like this.
No.
Find a slutty 14-year-old, you're telling him? And actually, I know a few.
My cousin used to babysit this.
She's a dime, if not a penny.
She's a dime in that she's 10. All right, I'm going to stop making
Jesus Christ,
these jokes.
Please do. That was good, though.
Thank you. Yes, don't do anything that she's uncomfortable with. That's my responsible parental take on this.
And yet
situation.
You're humping air right now, you asshole.
That being said, I am old enough to be this person's father, biologically. So I have to side with his parents and say, you know what? If your girlfriend's not comfortable...
You're too young to be dating.
If your girlfriend's
too young.
If your girlfriend's not comfortable to hug you, then you shouldn't force her to do anything she's
not comfortable. Don't say force it. Don't say it like I said force it and you're saying not. Like, all right, that was good, Jake. I'm just going to give contrary advice.
I would not want to force her.
I wouldn't force the hug. I wouldn't force her to do anything. I didn't say that. I said ask her for a hug. And then you can make the move. And if she doesn't reciprocate, of course, don't force it.
I don't know. I guess we come from two different places. I would say don't force a kiss
insane.
And Jake something else. Okay, we're done.
Absolutely incorrect.
Be safe and be happy and be courteous.
We're so nervous.
Please don't arrest me.
This is us sitting in court. The tape is being played back to us.
Okay, but if you keep listening, I will backpedal, Your Honor.
This is insane.
Yes, I did call a 10-year-old
It's a joke
dime.
Advice podcast.
But with real ramifications.
Mercy. Have mercy on us, your judge.
Break time. Break right. time. You
break
know,
time,
I wanted to read
down,
that.
Break time. Break it.
I wanted
break
to read
down.
That email that we got, which was a follow-up to advice that we gave back in like episode 11 or 12. Let me find this email. All right, so this is the email from, it was the guy, the answer where we gave, you got to earn this booty.
You got to earn this booty. And this is the thing that they do on Car Talk, which I model everything that we do after as much as I can.
Right.
They will follow up with someone who they've given advice to and ask if they were correct.
Right. So this kid asked a girl out a couple times and she said no.
And he asked us,
ask her out again? And we basically said no. She already said no a bunch of times. And then we got into this bit about how maybe a girl just keeps saying no because she's telling the guy that he's got to earn this booty. but in fact, that's not the case. If somebody says no to you many a times, it's time to pack it up.
Right.
You don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. So he said, he responded, emailed us in and gave us this follow-up to our advice, and he said, Hey guys, I heard you guys were thinking about doing a Where Are They Now episode. You called me Gunther to preserve my anonymity and gave me some fake advice about dealing with a girl. You told me that I was being a stalker and made it clear that I couldn't earn this booty. Turns out you were correct, but there's a silver lining to the story. I cried in front of her, and less than a week later, she sent me an apology text for the way she treated me. Now it's awkward between us, and I still can't get over her. But at least I'm feeling better.
Do you know what silver lining means, Gunther?
What is what?
That is so ridiculous.
There's a silver lining to the story. I broke down in front of her.
I wept openly in front of the girl that I liked. And not 1, 2, 3, or 4, but 5 days later, she finally reached out and said she was sorry. So, yeah. Oh, and don't worry. It's weird between us now.
I assure you, to make matters better, it's weird.
So just to recap, they were big fat tears in front of the girl I liked, a delayed apology text, and now lasting awkwardness.
So at least I have that going for her.
Why is this a silver lining?
This guy really didn't understand Silver Linings playbook.
This is, how did it start?
Turns out you were correct, but there's a silver lining to the story.
This is so real. Why are you feeling better? At least I'm feeling better. Everything went as bad as it could.
You cried in front of her.
I guess it's nice to purge your feelings. I'm really happy that it worked out, at least in your eyes.
Yeah, at the very least, you think you did a good job.
I love Gunther. Dude, I think you're great, man. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I mean, shit. Silver lining, where is it?
Man, we have good news and bad news, actually. The bad news is I feel like you're going to die in the next week. But there is a silver lining to the story. It's going to be painful and difficult. Anyway, I'm Dr. Gunther, and you can call me later.
At least I'm feeling better about things.
There is a silver. He must hate silver. He must think silver right.
is a terrible thing.
Yeah. The worst thing of all is that there's a silver lining.
Jesus.
He's more of a gold fan.
Mm-hmm. Feeling like gold.
24 karat gold. Slick Rick gold.
So fresh. We really shouldn't sing songs that we don't know the lyrics to.
Yeah, good call. So if we gave you advice in the last 40 episodes, please let us know how we did, if you followed it or not. And we'll call it the follow-up pup.
Ooh, ow. We probably won't call it that.
Okay,
I would just imagine that we wouldn't.
Yeah.
Would you say? Did you think follow up pup? Ow was like a good thing.
I thought it was good until you made fun of me, and then I realized
I think they call it on Car Talk Stump the Chump.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's what you told me. That's why we came up with follow up pup, because I was like, wait a minute, rhymes. Stump the Chump does not make sense right. for what it is.
It's true. Maybe it's not Stump the Chump though.
It is. It absolutely is.
All right. Don't bother looking it up and tweeting at us or emailing us, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah. Absolutely.
Happy Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Those are like two of the most gluttonous holidays. For them to overlap like this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's point. That's on point. Oh,
shit's gonna get greasy and full. Yeah, Hanukkah's already the Thanksgiving of Judaism. But for it to like happen during the Thanksgiving of America, I mean, there's not enough food. There's not enough food in the world. I'm gonna eat a lot. The weird thing about Thanksgiving is that I always eat a lot, and so every meal feels like Thanksgiving to me.
Right, you always overeat. Yeah. I've never ever seen you just eat an appropriate amount of food.
If anything, during Thanksgiving, I don't eat a lot as much as I usually do because I don't like turkey.
You don't like turkey?
It's okay. It's pretty much, I mean, I wouldn't want to eat turkey.
Yeah. Indians, pilgrims, the turkey was definitely deece, okay? That was a good idea. But
I would have preferred a rack of lamb.
Yeah, how y'all feel about meatloaf though? Still into corn, still into stuffing, mashed potatoes, yams, still cool. They're all good. Yo, how about meatloaf instead of turkey, boss? That's the sound a turkey makes.
All right, should we get to the last question here?
Yeah, why not?
All right. People got a feast to get through here.
Mm-hmm.
So this one comes from someone we'll call Sebastian. Sebastian writes, "Hey guys, I'm a huge fan of the show and need some help. I'm thinking of using that Tinder app you guys always talk about, but I would only use it to sext girls and talk dirty. I wouldn't use it to actually meet in person with anyone because I already have a girlfriend, but just want some excitement on the side. Do you think this is a good idea? Or is it cheating on my girlfriend even though I'm not physically cheating? Thanks for any advice. Love, Sebastian."
Yeah, I would call sexting with other girls cheating, bud.
Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think it's good to cheat on my girlfriend?
This is a good idea. It's actually a terrible idea, because let me tell you what. Number one, Tinder's not about sexting. Nobody's sexting on Tinder, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
I don't think that you are going to get into a sexed relationship right off the bat. Also, you're like matched with mutual friends of like your friends. They know that you have a girlfriend. It will get back to your girlfriend.
Right. And then your excuse of, "Don't worry, I only wanted to sext them," doesn't carry much weight.
Sext? Don't worry, I would just use it to talk dirty to girls. You're such a scumbag, dude.
Yeah, don't worry, I only wanted to emotionally cheat on you. You know, the more damaging kind.
God, it's so foul.
You just want to tempt yourself. And you know, oh, maybe I will meet someone who's prettier and funnier than my girlfriend. And suddenly, uh-oh, my relationship is weakening because of it.
This is sort of interesting, though. I feel like this is in line almost with the porn thing, where it's like, is it cheating if I'm like, getting off to watching other like people nude having sex? Is that so different than me like getting off to texting with somebody?
Yes, because it involves somebody else.
What if what if it's like a live cam girl who's like a paid stripper, but I'm like texting with, or I'm like chatting with her on like on one of those like nude cam websites?
I think that's closer towards the emotional cheat of Tindering, but not quite there, because that cam girl, odds are she won't have a crush on you.
Oh, I see. So you're saying like if there's like a chance of a reciprocal,
yeah, if it's being reciprocated, then suddenly it's like, oh, now I'm in a relationship not with you.
Right. That's not like, oh, my boyfriend's just going to like fap to some like nameless, faceless asshole somewhere.
It's like,
and then this is like, okay, you shared something. You like got off with somebody else.
It's the equivalent of like, if you go to a strip club, that's sort of cheating, but not really, because the girls are like
paid
not
to grind
interested
on you.
Right.
All right. I will go back. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. Sir, you are a dirtbag. You should not be in a relationship.
Also, it's not fair to the other girls on Tinder that like match with you, talk to you. It's like, oh, don't worry, I'm only doing it to tease you.
Right. That's not fair.
Yeah. It's just bad all around. It's a bad
idea. You are a bad man. You get coal on Christmas now.
Although maybe.
Oh, maybe.
All right. Let's zoom out a little bit.
Zoom out.
Maybe his relationship isn't going so well if he's considering doing this, and maybe he should be on Tinder because he should be in a relationship with somebody else.
Well, if that is the case, then he should not be in a relationship, and then he should get on Tinder.
Okay,
you can't do it the other way around, buddy.
So if you're really eager to Tind, you should break up with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And if you can handle not Tindering, then stick with your lady.
Right. If you want to go on a Tinder bender,
a Tinder bender.
You can't let this relationship linger, dinger.
And
linger,
if you want to binge on Hinge.
Tinder bender, you got to binge on Hinge and okay, Cupid. What was it?
Okay, Cupid. I'm so gay, stupid.
Did we say that on a podcast already?
Yeah, I think we said all this before.
Ta-da.
Listen, it's a Thanksgiving special. So yeah, any other advice for this guy?
No, I would say get out of your relationship, or at the very least don't download Tinder.
It's that easy.
There you go.
Tinder is not for people who are in relationships.
Yeah.
It's barely for people who are not in relationships.
Somebody, when we were on tour, somebody was like, yo, Tinder owes you money. Cause like, I am obsessed with it. And I, like, oh fuck, Tinder. Yo, pay me, man.
Why would they ask
pay
you?
Me.
You're already,
I'll never talk about it again.
You will definitely talk about it again. I can't wait until the next big Tinder thing comes out.
Oh man, that'll be soon. Are you how is your Tinder going?
I'm swiping and sometimes matching and sometimes chatting, but I have yet to meet up with someone.
All right.
It's tough. I'm very all over the place. I'm not. It's hard to find me in the same city for two nights in a row.
Get a match in Chicago, and then you're in fucking
Philadelphia before you know it. I get a match in Philadelphia, I'm in Burlington. I just can't figure out where I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. In fact, I keep moving. I don't even feel like I'm with anyone anymore.
He's crying. You're with me. You're with me. Come here. We're together. We're together always.
My dad opens the door.
Tyrone, I'm sorry.
All right, let's end on that kind of creepy tone, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. It was creepy.
Thanks again for listening to the show, spreading the word. We appreciate it. We love you guys.
Truth.
And keep emailing us your problems. That email address, again, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're still accepting theme song submissions. That first one was from a guy named John Galantis. And this next one is from somebody named Torin. T-O-R-I-N. Oh, what did you send me about the cup song? We call that woman Sheldon.
Oh, yeah. We called her Sheldon, but it was not from Sheldon.
No, it was actually, she said, thanks so much for having my song play at the beginning of your video. The song was sung by Sophia, and it was written by Sheldon. So if we could, plug Halifax Studios YouTube channel.
There it is.
So thank you, Sophia and Sheldon, for doing our last week on Monday's episode's theme song. So I'm glad we got to correct that. Once again, happy Thanksgiving, happy Hanukkah, happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Hey, the best. Yeah. All right, we love you. Ciao, bye.
Ciao. Ciao, baby. Ciao. Italian Jerry Seinfeld. Jamella.
When you're sitting alone at the end of the street and you don't know where to go, you're getting sick of the same old shit on late night talk radio. You're messed up and you don't know how to patch it up again. Just write an email to If I Were You Show, you will find a friend. Cause if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, I'd pour my heart out that letter and send it to those Jews.
Sorry.
Cause if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, I'd send that email to Sheikh and Amir, and they tell you what to do. Cause if I were you.
That's it. That was our show. Thanks again to Hulu Plus for sponsoring this. You know, Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit TV shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. So to help us again, go to HuluPlus.com/Amir for your free extended trial. Thanks, y'all.